Well, let's turn now to a big deadline today in the ongoing battle over the Colorado River. Now, the river provides water to 40 million people in seven states, but it's been impacted by drought and overuse. And if states can't agree on a plan for how to reduce water usage by the end of this day, the federal government will take over and make those decisions, which all has huge implications for cities and farmers in the Southwest. Joining us now, Professor Robert Glennon, Regents Professor at the University of Arizona, author of Unquenchable: America's Water Crisis and What to Do About It. Professor, welcome.
Good to be with you.
And we've talked on the program before about this river and how it's seen drought, years of overuse. We've seen pictures, for instance, Lake Mead in Arizona on the Colorado River at historic lows. We've talked to people living along the river about how neighbors up above them are using more than their share. I mean, it's become quite contentious. So just remind us, give us the thumbnail, what the problem is, why this plan is necessary.
Well, it starts really, Robin, in 2007, when the seven basin states actually agreed to something. Most of the 20th century, they weren't agreeing to much of anything. And what they agreed to do was to abide by certain criteria for when they would each take less than they are entitled to by the legal rules. These so-called shortage criteria governed all the states. And the criteria become effective if the level in Lake Mead drops below various elevations above sea level. And the first one, Robin, is 1075. Mm. And wouldn't you know it, but this drought is pushing that level closer and closer and closer. Mm. And if that happens, there'll be serious consequences, especially for Arizona and Nevada.
Right, if it gets to that elevation. So why have, you mentioned states have signed on to this plan, but why have California and Arizona not signed on?
Well, I think the interests, particularly the farmers in both states, who would be the first ones cut, are pressing them and their allies in the legislatures and in the political branch to try and keep them in a better position than they would otherwise be in. Mm. And some of it is posturing, some of it is real. The problem is that this is the 19th year of drought, and no one knows whether it's the 19th year of a 19-year drought or the 19th year of a 50- or 70-year drought.
Right.
And much turns on that that distinction. And the farmers are, they've been caught up in this. No one expected in 2007 that the level in Lake Mead would drop from 100% full to less than half full.
And as you said, it's still going down. And if it gets down to that certain elevation, this plan has to kick in, but everybody has to sign on it by the end of today, or the federal government takes over. Just your thoughts about the federal government taking over.
Well, that would be a very bad thing for several of the states, including Arizona and California. One of the problems, Robin, is that the first level may be hit soon, but once the lake starts dropping, it will drop faster and faster as the level goes down. Mm. For the simple reason that the surface of the lake when the reservoir is full is much bigger in diameter.
Right.
Think about these two reservoirs. They're both dams that were built in canyons, and of course the bottom of the canyon is very narrow. So as the reservoirs start to go down, it will accelerate how quickly the second and third criteria will trigger in.
Now, look, the Colorado River supplies water to people in San Diego, Los Angeles, all along the waterway in seven states. I mean, you know, how concerned are people? You live there. I mean, is this the talk?
Oh, this is very much the talk, yes, completely. Mm-hmm. And in Arizona's case, they're the only state that requires the legislature to sign on to the agreement. In other states, the administrative agencies that govern water have been able to sign on. But I think today you're going to see this happen, because if it doesn't happen, then the Commissioner of Reclamation, Brenda Berman, has announced that she will invite the states to submit their own plans for what to do, but she will not be governed by that, and she will not be governed by by the plans unless all seven states agree. It's very troublesome.
Yeah, we've had our eye on the cold in the Midwest, but we also want to make sure we keep an eye on this water/drought problem in your area. Professor Robert Glennon, Regents Professor at the University of Arizona, his book, Unquenchable: America's Water Crisis and What to Do About It. And we've been talking about something that seven states have to do today. Professor Glennon, thanks so much.
A pleasure to chat with you, Robin.